December, the 12th and final month of the Gregorian calendar. Winter is upon the land and Christmas provides a source of celebration. The poets, including such notables as Keats, Byron, Shakespeare, Shelley, and Tennyson, reflect their views and extend their thoughts to us. Among our readers are Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Ode written on the 1st of December by Robert Southey. Though now no more the musing ear delights to listen to the breeze that lingers o'er the green woodshade, I love thee, winter, well. Sweet are the harmonies of spring, sweet is the summer's evening gale, pleasant the autumnal winds that shake the many-coloured grove, and pleasant to the sobered soul the silence of the wintry scene, when nature shrouds her in her trance. Not undelightful now to roam the wild heath sparkling on the sight, not undelightful now to pace the forest's ample rounds, and see the spangled branches shine, and mark the moss of many a hue that varies the old tree's brown bark, or o'er the grey stone spreads. The clustered berries claim the eye, o'er the bright holly's gay green leaves, the ivy round the leafless oak clasps its full foliage close. So virtue, diffident of strength, clings to religion's firmer aid, and by religion's aid upheld endures calamity. Nor void of beauties now the spring, whose waters hid from summer sun, have soothed the thirsty pilgrim's ear with more than melody. The green moss shines with icy glare, the long grass bends its spear-like form, and lovely is the silvery scene when faint the sunbeams smile. Reflection, too, may love the hour when nature, hid in winter's grave, no more expands the bursting bud or bids the floweret bloom. For nature soon in spring's best charms shall rise revived from winter's grave, again expand the bursting bud and bid the floweret bloom. Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Winter Stores by Charlotte Bronte. We take from life one little share and say that this shall be a space redeemed from toil and care, from tears and sadness free. And haply death unstrings his bow, and sorrow stands apart, and for a little while we know the sunshine of the heart. Existence seems a summer eve, warm, soft, and full of peace. Our free, unfettered feelings give the soul its full release. A moment then it takes the power to call up thoughts that throw around that charmed and hallowed hour this life's divinest glow. But time, though viewlessly it flies, and slowly will not stay. Alike through clear and clouded skies, it cleaves its silent way. Alike the bitter cup of grief, alike the draught of bliss, its progress leaves but moment brief for baffled lips to kiss. The sparkling draught is dried away, the hour of rest is gone, and urgent voices round us say, "Ho, lingerer, hasten on." And has the soul then only gained from this brief time of ease a moment's rest when overstrained one hurried glimpse of peace? No, while the sun shone kindly o'er us and flowers bloomed round our feet, while many a bud of joy before us unclosed its petals sweet. An unseen work within was plying, like honey-seeking bee, from flower to flower, unwearied flying, laboured one faculty. Thoughtful for winter's future sorrow, its gloom and scarcity, prescient today of want tomorrow, toiled quiet memory. 'Tis she that from each transient pleasure extracts the lasting good. 'Tis she that finds in summer treasure to serve for winter's food. And when youth's summer day is vanished, and age brings winter's stress, her stores with hoarded sweets replenished, life's evening hours will bless.
Christmas at Sea by Robert Louis Stevenson. The sheets were frozen hard, and they cut the naked hand. The decks were like a slide, where a seaman scarce could stand. The wind was a nor'wester, blowing squally off the sea, and cliffs and spouting breakers were the only things alee. They heard the surf a-roaring before the break of day, but 'twas only with a peep of light we saw how ill we lay. We tumbled every hand on deck instanter with a shout, and we gave her the main topsail and stood by to go about. All day we tacked and tacked between the south head and the north. All day we hauled the frozen sheets and got no further forth. All day as cold as charity, in bitter pain and dread, for very life and nature we tacked from head to head. We gave the south a wider berth, for there the tide race roared. But every tack we made, we brought the north head close abroad. So's we saw the cliff and houses, and the breakers running high, and the coast guard in his garden, with his glass against his eye. The frost was on the village roofs, as white as ocean foam. The good red fires were burning bright in every longshore home. The windows sparkled clear, and the chimneys volleyed out, and I vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with a mighty jovial cheer. For it's just that I should tell you how, of all the days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn, and the house above the coastguards was the house where I was born. Oh, well, I saw the pleasant room, the pleasant faces there, my mother's silver spectacles, my father's silver hair, and well I saw the firelight, like a flight of homely elves, go dancing round the china plates that stand upon the shelves. And well I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And oh, the wicked fool I seemed, in every kind of way, to be here and hauling frozen ropes on blessed Christmas Day. They lit the high sea light, and the dark began to fall. All hands to loose topgallant sails, I heard the captain call. By the Lord, she'll never stand it, our first mate Jackson cried. It's one way or the other, Mr. Jackson, he replied. She staggered to her bearings, but the sails were new and good, and the ship smelt up to windward, just as though she understood. As the winter's day was ending, in the entry of the night, we cleared the weary headland and passed below the light, and they heaved a mighty breath, every soul on board but me, as they saw her nose again, pointing handsome out to sea. But all that I could think of, in the darkness and the cold, was just that I was leaving home, and my folks were growing old.